MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Friday, September 22, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber is supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Housing costs increase. Marblehead hot housing market.
I'm Bill Newell. It's Friday and later in sports. The details on tonight's Friday Night Football. Rick?
Looking forward to that, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mix of clouds and sun, mid-60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5.04 p.m. Housing costs continue to rise in Massachusetts. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that the median price of a single-family house is hitting a record $600,000 in August. Meanwhile, the number of closed sales continues to decline, falling by 24% since last year. Meanwhile, the Daily Item reports today that Marblehead is the fourth hottest real estate market in the state. According to Banker and Tradesman newspaper reports, sale prices of homes is up 17% in the past year, and now the median price of a home in Marblehead is $950,000. The temporary commuter rail station in Lynn will be open in March of 2024. The Daily Item reports that the temporary platform will be completed sooner than originally planned. Lynn's only train stop for the MBTA commuter rail has been shut down since last October due to safety concerns. In school news around the area, the Salem News reports that police are investigating two hoax bomb threats that targeted the Witchcraft Heights Elementary School. In Saugus, the school committee has amended the teacher's contract to raise pay of existing teachers and new teachers. The Daily Item reports that the town is looking to attract high-quality educators. The First Baptist Church in Rockport has started renovation work on its steeple. The Gloucester Times reports that the work will include placing a classic 1,000-pound bell in the steeple. The bell was originally cast in 1899. And WCVB-TV is reporting today that two JetBlue flights that were landing in Boston report laser incidents. For anyone who still might not know, aiming laser lights at an aircraft is a serious safety hazard and is a federal offense. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox were off last night. They'll host the White Sox tonight at Fenway Park. The Patriots play at the New York Jets on Sunday at 1. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones.
Yeah, definitely just moving on to the next game, the most important game, against a really good defense for us. They have a lot of talented players who play a lot of football in this league, and they present challenges, physical, mental, all that stuff. So I really just focus on that and doing my job.
High school football tonight. Haverhill is at the Prep at 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock games tonight. North Andover at Marblehead. Winthrop at Swampscott. Beverly at Peabody. St. Bernard's at Gloucester. In the Cape Ann League, Amesbury will play host to Pentucket. 6:30 kickoff tonight. This is Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen.
But, you know, they're a 2-0 team. And to be 2-0 in the Cape Ann League, you got to be good. So we know they're a good team that's made plays. In both of their games, they've had to make some pretty special plays. They've had to turn people over. They've had to convert at times with their backs against the wall. And it's going to take everything from us, and it's going to take a disciplined game. You know, like we've kind of preached all week, like we talked about last week, where we kind of fell short in terms of discipline. We got to have all that stuff tightened up. Because when you play against good teams, you got to be even better. And I think we will be. You know, I've liked how we practiced this week. The energy has been good. The camaraderie is continuing to build, and we got guys doing a lot of the little things right. Particularly the guys that we're counting on in a big way. So we're just continuing to develop the whole, and I like the direction we're moving. You know,
Amesbury High football coach Colin McQueen. Danvers field hockey is now 6-0 following a 2-1 win yesterday over Masconomet. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Friday and weekend, everyone, and thank you for listening to North Shore today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.